This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you for tuning in today. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and we've been getting into some practical steps. And honestly, we're also helping you understand the way God does things, because once you get a hold of that, it makes your life so much easier. Now, I don't have time to cover everything that I've covered. So I strongly encourage you, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And we have you can subscribe to our podcast there. Also, if you're watching this on video or you're listening to the podcast, please leave a review and please share it. We're trying to reach people all over the world, okay? So please do that. Now, we've been talking about how God's system, the way God does stuff. And he explains this to us in Mark chapter 4. And I'm not going to have time to review the other grounds today because there's a lot I need to get into about the cares of this world. But he says, Jesus says this is a key parable in verse 13. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Okay, so this is something you need to get a hold of. As I've said before, this is one of the parables that I go back to over and over again. I spend time with it. If something's not working in my life because it's supposed to work, I go back to this. By the way, we have a free offer for you this week. If you contact the ministry, connect at KurtOwen.com or go to the website, KurtOwen.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you want it. We have a free message for you. Our partners make it possible. We just want to bless you with it, okay? So here we are, and it's something that will not appear on the podcast, okay? So he says this. He explains that the sower sows the word. Now, this is important that you need to get a hold of. If you have a problem, God's going to give you his word. And we've said it before, but his word will change everything because it is the building blocks of the universe, right? It's the way everything that was created. And so that's the reason he gives you his word. Now, it's not enough that he gives you his word. Not for you, because now he's trying to sow the word. You need to sow the word. That's the reason we put these messages out, so that you can listen to them over and over and over again. Because these are the things, this word growing up will produce a harvest. And when it produces a harvest, it changes your life forever. You are one seed away, one word away from your life being completely different, okay? You might not get there as fast as you want to go, because I don't know about you, but if I planted a watermelon seed today, I love watermelon, and it's not going to come up fast enough for me, because if I had my way, we're shooting this in the morning. I'd rather my watermelon vine be full grown by this afternoon, but it's not going to be. But if I ever want to have watermelons, I got to start sowing watermelon seed immediately, watering it and cultivating it. And that's what we're teaching you how to do. Now, so the seed gets sown. There's two different types of ground initially that we've already talked about. We've already talked a little bit about the third. The seed is sown on the path, and it's a pretty hard ground, and the ground doesn't want to give up to the seed, and so it doesn't understand what God is trying to say. It really doesn't understand what God is trying to do to give you a better life than you can imagine, so it doesn't even allow the seed to penetrate. Satan steals it. Second ground is stony ground, right? And this is where you receive the word emotionally, and you get really excited about it until it hits a stone in your life. And when it hits a stone in your life, or you just get tired of doing it. You know, I've been reading my Bible every day. I'm not going to do it today. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. All of this I've covered at great length. Okay, please go to KurtOwen.com, K-U-R-T, OWEN.com, and you can listen to these over and over. Now, then we got into this. These are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires or lust for other things entering in chokes the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Okay, so the cares of this world. We talked about this at length. We saw how even in the midst of the supernatural, if you allow the cares of this world to enter in, that it will choke the word and it will hurt you. Okay, it will just choke the life out of the word. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about this, about how to handle the cares of this world. Okay, and I want you to go with me to, I'm going to read to you about the cares of this world, some of the response, some of the definitions here. It says, the cares of this world, an over-engrossing mental affair. You can't stop thinking about it. You don't stop thinking about it. People say, well, you can't control what you think. Of course you can. Of course you can. You just have to make the choice to think on something different. Now, thorns have always represented worry and mental anxiety. So we're talking about cares of this world. We're talking about worry. Now, it's interesting. Let's talk about this cares of this world, how this could enter in. Go with, I was going to go to Peter, but let's go to Matthew. Here, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Now, this is what the Lord says. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what will you put on. Is life not more than food, and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, neither they sow nor they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you of not much more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles, or in other words, people who do not know God, after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That's a lot of scripture, but let's kind of go back up to the top. Therefore, do not worry about your life. Okay, that's a big one, isn't it? Right now, the coronavirus is really big. I don't know when you're listening to this, but they've just found this new virus, and it's deadly, and everybody's shutting stuff down. And there's people afraid of it. And he says, therefore, do not worry about your life. Well, if you were going to worry about anything, wouldn't that be it? If you were going to have a care, if you were going to be concerned about anything, wouldn't that be it? Or then the next one, therefore, do not what you will eat or what you will drink. Those are two pretty big things, right? I got to live. Right? I need something to eat. I need something to drink. And he says, don't worry about those either. Now, see, when it says the cares of this world entering in choke the word, there's a lot of people whose prayers, the things they're believing for, have been choked out because they won't deal with the worry. They don't deal with the care. Well, it's my life. It's my life. We're talking about my life. Right? And Jesus said, do not worry about your life. You don't understand. I need something to eat. I need something to drink. Those are the two most important building blocks to human life, right? And he says, yeah, don't worry about those either. Now, the good news is he tells you why you shouldn't worry. And listen, you are going to worry unless you learn to trust God. Because if you don't trust God, there's a reason to worry. If you have to provide for yourself, there's a reason to worry. But if you are getting connected with God, taking God at his word, learning to receive his word, even this word here, therefore do not worry what you eat, what you will drink, nor your body, what you shall put on. And then he says, listen, the Father takes care of the birds, and you're more value than a bird. Now, I know that's news to some of y'all, because some of y'all think the birds are just as valuable as we are, and they are not. They are not, and God does not look at them as more valuable than you. He looks at you as more valuable than the creation. The creation was made for you. You weren't made for the creation. But see here, he's telling you the reason that you don't have to worry about what you eat or what you're going to drink is because the Father is going to take care of you. People say, well, he hasn't taken care of me. Let me ask you this. I don't mean to be harsh, okay, because I've been there. But have you ever, when you prayed for something and you say, well, it didn't happen. Let me ask you this. After you prayed, did you worry? Do you know that we saw where Peter was walking on water, with standing in the very presence of Jesus, but his worry and his fear caused him to begin to sink? After you prayed, did you worry? You just don't understand. This is my life. Maybe I don't understand, but Jesus does. And he says, do not worry about your life. Don't worry about what you're going to put on. Now, I have to be honest, I'm concerned about what you put on, because I don't want you to see you running around naked, right? Like at our meetings, when we're having meetings, please don't show up naked, because we're going to cast that off of you, okay? Well, not cast, I guess we're going to cast something onto you, like some clothes. But see, this is what God tells you is that you don't have to invest in the cares of this world, because I care for you. I am going to provide for you. You are not like a Gentile. You are not like these people who do not know God. You have me. Amen? We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to all you ministers out there, pastors, traveling ministers. I want you to know that Kurt Owen Ministries believes in you. And we have some free materials for you that we'd like to bless you with. Just send us your contact information. We believe, pastors, please don't give up. What you're doing is important. And your office might not be the most powerful office in the body of Christ, but it is the most important. And we'd like to give you some free materials just to bless you. And we have a monthly ministers meeting the first Monday of every month. We'd love to see you there or listen and tune in online. We love you very much. Listen to these important announcements from Michael. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can